looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo, guys. What's up?
Fucker, where have you been, man?
You almost gave me a goddamn heart attack. Let me see it. You pussy out or what?
No, no, man. I got it. It's flawless. Check it.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the f*** would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a f***ing book for once.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb f***ing name.
You.
Give me that. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? One name? One name? Who are you, Seal?
Fogel, this ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
Seth, listen up, ass face. Every day, hundreds of kids go into the liquor store with their fake IDs, and every single one says they're 21. How many 21-year-olds do you think there are in this town? It's called strategy, all right?
Let's stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. It's a fine ID. It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
It's fine.
I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either gonna think, here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay? So what's it gonna be?
I am McLovin.
No, you're not. No one's McLovin. McLovin's never existed because that's a made-up, dumb, f***ing fairy tale name, you f***. The Don and
All right.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we do.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Thank you.
Why do you favor rape?
We do not.
No. I like rape.
Well, you're standing alone there. Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
There he is. All right, well, then you're standing on your own merits, my friend. The next order of business on the show has got to be the follow-up to... Oh, give me a second.
Hold on. Hold on there.
Our fantasy football season.
Yeah, what fantasy football season? It was a non-season.
Well, I'll explain it to you best as it was explained to me. So, you know, we had a slight reshuffling.
A shite?
We had a slight reshuffling of the seats here on the Titanic, and John, our former producer, was taken out of the front seat on the Titanic, and he was moved to the back of the boat. Now, he was the commissioner of our fantasy football league.
Yes, he was.
And continued to do so even after he had been reassigned within CBS, which I believe he has been. Anywho, what are you laughing about?
I believe he has been. We all believe he has been, but we're not sure.
Well, you know CBS.
He's over there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hear his voice on commercials all the time.
Yeah, I do, too. That's it. Yeah.
So, anyway, he's the commissioner of the league. And, you know, we go through, a divorce. It happens. He's not our producer anymore, but we leave on, you know, at least we shake hands. And we had a big meeting, all of us together in the room upstairs. Mm-hmm. Everybody shook hands, all of us on the show. And you know, we decided to be better for the show, for John to go a different way. We went through this, blah, blah, blah. So he leaves, and he still, even though he's left the show, he still is running our fantasy football league. Even mentioned his name every week when we do the recap of the
you
scores.
Would mention how he did each week?
You know, maybe sometimes, you know, dead man walking or whatever, but still, you know, we pointed out how John's team did. Well, as it turns out, towards the end of the fantasy football season, right as we were going to go on break for the holiday, there were only four teams out of the eight that made the playoffs.
Right.
And that was me and Mike and Matt the Pollock and Joe. And being as John was not one of the people that was involved in the playoffs, he just shut down. He was the commissioner on the CBS Sportsline.com website we used. He just shut down the league.
Yeah, I mean, I went on, right after we left. I went on, I think, early that next week to set a lineup, thinking that, you know, it was playoff time, and I couldn't log on.
That's all I could think, is that he was sitting somewhere alone in his own stink just laughing because he was, I know he pictured all of us going to the website going, hold on. Why does it say that it's not accepting my login? And did you do that where it finally?
Yeah, and it said that's exactly what it said. It will you are not able to log in.
Huh. So
access to this site, you are no longer authorized.
So now, at first, when this happened, I was like, "Huh?"
I got some sort of weird email that you sent. I think to everybody that was kind of convoluted, but
no, it was very simple. Are we having the playoffs?
It was the one I got was like me no like or something like that. Yeah. I forgot what you sent. It was some weird one that was just
probably
like, me not happy or something.
It's probably
that.
Sent with the iPhone or something. So it was like texting.
Just, right.
It was just like, where are the playoffs? You know. P.S.
Does anybody know what I mean? I guess that's what he did. I mean, you are technically speculating, right?
Yeah, I have
because nobody has confirmed this.
I have no idea.
Joe brought right before vacation, brought back refund checks for me and him for the league. So I didn't know what had happened.
Well, then obviously Joe has had some sort of contact.
Joe, did he just leave it in your box or what was up with that?
Yeah, he just left it in my box.
This place.
So again, he got the last laugh on us, huh?
So refund checks, in other words, the season was over.
What was my entry fee?
Get your entry fee back.
So getting those refund checks.
But like for me, he didn't. John, if you're out there listening, think that you got one over on me. I was paying. I had my money, my entry fee. I had Bart's entry fee that he had given me, and I was paying for Matt the Pollock. I never gave John a dime.
Nor did I.
So
yeah, I didn't either.
So I mean, because the deal is.
Oh, I guess is there a fee for this CBS thing that
yes,
you do?
Yes, there is, and the deal.
So
that
he
we
had fronted that.
The deal that we always gave the commissioner was that because he ran the deal, we would pay his entry fee.
Gotcha.
Split between the league, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you got refund checks?
Yeah. Well, I paid up front, $170. I was very pleased to get the money back after my season. Right.
But we had a season.
Yeah, we did.
We did, but it was ended because John, you know.
So he got his money back, too, then, obviously.
I would guess.
I'm very glad, you know, because at least he's learned something. When he worked with us, he was unable to make a friggin' decision about anything. I'm glad that he learned that when he left. But just for future reference, you know, just send us out an email or something saying, I've shut it down, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I'm mad at you guys, or whatever.
Well, yeah, I just kind of went away, but I thought he was participating right up until that point.
You see,
he was in the league, but I guess he didn't make the postseason
because he did not make the playoffs.
Was that his mindset?
I've got to think that was it.
Well, obviously, but the refund checks are interesting, you know.
Yeah, well, he shut it
down.
And
I'm trying to remember whether I paid him or not. I don't remember.
I'm sure you didn't.
Probably didn't. I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people didn't. So, right. You know, that was going to be my big comeback to say, well, you pulled the plug on the season. Well, good luck. You're stuck with the bill. But I guess he already has paid the bill and refunded people money. So
that's that. Well, that sucks.
So it's a four-way tie for the win then.
Wouldn't it be based on whoever? Now, technically, we'd just base it on who finished with the best record, right?
Not really, Mike.
Most points scored?
Points, right?
No, I think it would be the best record in the league would be the if we're not having playoffs.
Typically, you're right.
Would be the best record in the league would be the champion.
I don't. I would have to protest that.
I'm not even sure if I had the best record in the league.
I think
you
did.
I think that's why you're saying that because I think.
Well, that is why I'm saying that, but I'm not that well versed on it.
Joe, do you have information?
I had the highest percentage in the league.
You're just the highest in the league.
Highest percentage.
I think
what is the highest percentage?
What, the highest winning percentage?
Coaching percentage.
Oh, his coaching
something.
Rating.
Yeah. Oh, that stupid thing.
That figures
what
in
about your
scored.
One loss record, Joe?
I don't even remember anything.
I don't either.
I think in the NFL, if this happens, if they shut down the league, it goes to the person with the first draft pick. I think that's how it works in the National Football League.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Anyway, so that's the story with that.
What a disappointing end of the season.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. This
Hello.
Is Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. What's happening?
Cat tip for the litter box.
Cat tip. All right, a cat tip, sure.
Put some, go out to your, say, your landscaping and get some real fine dirt and put it in the litter box and mix it around a little bit. Uh-huh. And that'll help.
And just sentence fragments and more sentence fragments.
Yeah.
And throw a few more sentence fragments in the litter box so you don't understand what to do.
Don and Mike Show, hi there.
Where is my my Fred Rogers. I want some gosh damn popcorn.
Oh, don't request that guy.
Please don't request that guy.
Bring it up. I'd request Sentence Fragment Man before that.
Let's not start Aught 8 wishing for that guy.
Don.
Unless he's got some new calls.
Cat tip for you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Pine show. Dirt, litter box.
Hello.
Throw it in.
Sentence Fragment.
Bob Ryan.
Hello. I'm vapid.
Yummy.
I'm vacuous.
And I'm insipid.
I'm obese.
Morbidly.
Hi, Don and Mike. Show.
Hey, Don, do you think John shut you down on that because you guys didn't pay?
Well,
no, we didn't pay,
but he didn't. He refunded Joe.
Not at all.
They paid up front.
Not at all, because the deal that I had with John was just open-ended. That, for instance, every time you made a transaction, a lot of you cats with leagues know this, there was like a $5 fee when you pick someone off the waiver wire and you drop someone. I had like $50 in fees that I was waiting to pay. I thought everything would even out in the end. For instance, during the year, I know that I won the money
at least
three times. Mm-hmm.
Never collected.
No, I never did, because I thought at the end it would be a wash. It would be, okay, now pay me the money that everybody and then we'll then we then,
you know, when you say it was a wash, you thought that at the end the money that you had won would equal be a greater amount to
what I mean is, even if I lost money on the deal because I made so many transactions. Or one, it would either
be like
way,
$20-$30.
Either way, it would be even Steven with John, meaning that my fees would have been paid, and then any winnings that I had on top of that, I would have taken home. But yeah, that's what I mean. It's a wash.
Okay.
So, I didn't give him any money. I didn't get any money back. So what the hell?
Hey, Don. Can I throw a name out there for Redskins new head coach?
Sure.
Mike Singletary.
Is Mike Singletary out there coaching right now?
He's with the 49ers.
It's not going to happen.
I have one guy that I'm all for, and I'd like to bring back our friend Russ Grimm. I'd like to see Russ Grimm coach the Redskins.
You know, I do think that little Danny wants someone a little more high profile.
Yep.
Yeah. You know him. It's just not his speed.
I mean, you know who he wants?
Cower!
With Bill Cower.
Right.
In a heartbeat. It's Bill Cower.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I think that John did that because if he fronted the money for you, Mike, and Buzz, maybe he just needed money and he didn't want to swallow his pride and ask for it back.
If he had to front the money, that might be legit.
But he also did it, I think, the previous 2 years, and that's how we did it the previous 2 years as well.
I don't doubt that perhaps he didn't want to have any contact.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why he just dropped the checks for Rob and Joe. It's just a disappointment.
Well, he could have sent us a note. You know,
saying, he's a rat bastard.
Hey, dudes. Well,
he could have. He chose not to.
I'd say he's just a rat. I don't think he's a bastard.
No.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm just curious about Ann Curry. Is she smooth or is she furry?
nice poem.
I like the way that rhymed.
I will try to answer and be very brave. I believe every day down there she takes a generous shave.
Whoa. Beach towel.
But I'll tell you something. If you want to see Hera, you better take a look at Meredith Vieira.
I think Meredith Vieira is hot as balls. I know you don't
think
she
is. I was not speaking to the whole thing about her. I was doing the hair poem.
He wasn't dissing.
I wasn't. In her little pantsuit, her little pants today, I thought she looked pretty good, but she's not hot.
See, we have gone down this
road
before.
She's so not hot.
Meredith Vieira is so insatiably hot.
Hot? With the women that you have dissed.
Hold on. I saw her quadriplegic husband on TV today.
What does that have to do with her being hot?
She so needs me in her life.
She has needs.
I know she loves this guy.
Sure.
He is what? CP or MS?
His name is Richard Cohen.
Something
and he
with
has
initials.
MS.
Something
MS,
with an
yes.
Something hot with initials.
Hot is Jessica Alba. You know, Meredith Vieira is not even in that ballpark. You know?
Meredith, yes, she is. She's got box seats.
I'm telling you.
What?
Mike,
Meredith Vieira?
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's beautiful.
A lot of it's attitude, too.
Yeah.
She's got the...
Jesus.
You're goddamn right.
Something's wrong with you guys. I swear to God. And, you got to put glasses on when you watch
And mark my words, if you don't like the smell of Rotby, don't undress Hoda Kotb.
Hoda Kotb. Oh, my God.
Rob, if you said any more, you'd have to drink and go to a bar because you would have made some off-color remark about her scar. I know that didn't rhyme real good. I was trying to think of anything that rhymed with scar.
Yeah.
Afar.
Hey, but when we're talking about Vagine, I worship at the chalice. that everyone knows is Natalie Morales.
Skeletor? Please.
I didn't really feel that way. See, I'm trying to just do the rhymes here. I'm not making editorial comments.
If you want to have some fun, remember Hoda has only one.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, God, Rob.
Oh, well, all day long we can sit in Stroker, but I'm going to pay attention to the man known as Al Roker.
It looks like 200 pounds of snot. Oh, good Lord, it's Willard Scott.
Willard. And then he was up there today.
He looked good.
He was in New York today.
Anyway, I agree with Buzz as far as Meredith Vieira being... Oh, yeah.
What is it about her attitude?
She's a naughty girl. You can just tell.
She's
you know.
Sassy. She wants to. Mm-hmm. She wants to be sexual in that role on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. And
there's
and,
so many more... TV news people that I would put in front of Vieira.
But she's the sexiest on the Today Show, I think.
Well that's really not a race. No, it's
that's
her.
Not saying.
No, you put her ahead of Giada, her name is.
Giada?
Yeah, she's good looking.
It's a two-person race. It's either
I'll take Giada De Laurentiis in a heartbeat over Meredith
and Vieira. Robach is on there?
It's her or Matt Lauer. They are the only beautiful people on that show.
Right. If you're counting are you counting everybody like Weekend Today and that?
Yeah.
So I put Roar back? You know, in front of Vieira.
Amy Roadblock?
Yeah.
No way. And
Absolutely.
I spotted her when she was the traffic.
You always liked Amy Roarback.
But still, you know, I guess I am to the point. I can't speak for Rob, although he's just recently rediscovered his boner, so he's coming from an entirely new
right,
place.
Right, exactly.
I hope someday you discover it as well.
Mm-hmm. What, your boner or mine?
Precisely, mine.
But I'll tell you that at this point in my life, getting close to 50, mm-hmm. I see a chick like Meredith Vieira, mm-hmm. who's in my age range, who's maybe slightly older than me, mm-hmm. and I look at her and I say, here's a chick who has had nothing done,
right.
mm-hmm. no work at all, gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, manages to look pretty good on TV,
right.
and you can't compare her like hot as being like as hot as Jessica Alba.
No.
I agree, Mike.
Right.
There's no comparison, but... For a, and I don't want to say
for an older broad.
Yeah, I think she's hot as balls. And I'm to the point in my life, maybe that says more about me. Seriously, if given the chance to bone Jessica Alba or Meredith Vieira, you guys are all going to think I'm a giant pussy. I would probably, seriously, swear to God, I'd bang Meredith Vieira first.
Well, I've heard that Jessica Alba isn't all that nice to her fans.
Really?
That's what I've heard. That's what Perez Hilton tells me.
So Don won't get a chance to bone her?
No.
Because she's not polite?
Nobody doesn't care because he's going to pick Vieira because he likes the whole thing about her being a sexy older broad.
Good looking, hot, smart, good on the air,
and she's
hosts a game show.
And she's got to want it after seeing that her husband.
I'm glad you saw him
today. Oh,
now
that's not fair. That's not fair. No matter how hot you are for her, don't diss her poor husband.
He's written a book.
He cannot control himself. See, she'd throw both of you away after she heard that.
No,
maybe
she's
not.
No. She would like this.
We'd vocalize what she's been thinking for years.
I'd let him watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very nice.
I'd put him in the chair and let him care.
You know, I saw a feature article on an older broad that I still thought was pretty fetching. Well over almost 70, I would think. Angie Dickinson.
Still looks good.
Still manages to look that naughty Angie Dickinson.
I've not seen her for a long time, so I can't comment.
She was a bad girl.
You know what about her?
She was a very bad girl.
If you doubt for a minute how old she was in the Rat Pack movies.
She was a Frank Sinatra's girlfriend for a long time.
Frank Boner.
She's old as dirt.
Yeah, there's a picture of her... at a table laughing at somebody who she's sitting next to Frank Sinatra and somebody's telling a joke and she is wearing that, you know, that old 1966 lipstick, you know,
yes.
That, and she has the sexiest mouth and she's laughing out loud, like uproarious laughter and looks so incredibly sexy. So I don't discount. It's not necessarily the age thing. I got to find a woman of equal age who I think is hotter, and I'll work on that. That's
good luck.
That's not easy to do.
It's kind of an indictment of our society, Mike, that you can't find women in these types of roles.
They're movie stars that are up there.
Hold on, but all the movie stars are like Diane Keaton now. Any chick that's over 50, she immediately gets put in a movie where Mandy Moore, or Lindsay Lohan is her daughter.
I can't think of the actress. Oh, Diane Lane. Okay. Diane Lane is right in Meredith Vieira's wheelhouse.
Now that's a great who would you do, only mm-hmm. because I saw a movie she did with Richard Gere
yeah.
where they virtually, I mean, I know that
Unfaithful.
Yeah, they might as well have just banged in that movie.
Oh, that was an amazingly sexy movie.
It was.
And she, and I believe Diane Lane is a true phenom as far as, I mean, she still looks fantastic.
I'll give you someone
like
up
to
there.
Drive on that lane.
I'll give you another one. I'll give you another Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep. No, mm-hmm. Not for me. Too skinny, man.
Oh, boy, this is great.
You know I don't like, though? What's her name? Kira Sedgwick?
Yeah. Oh, she got that weird-looking face. Yeah.
Somebody seriously put a hook in that mouth.
Kira Sedgwick is an interesting-looking broad.
Her cheekbones touch her forehead.
She's one of the big mouth people.
And yeah.
She's got a bigger mouth than Julia Roberts, and I know you don't like the big mouth women.
And she procreates. Who's her husband? Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. Kevin Bacon.
She eats bacon all the time. Bacon is good.
But Kira Sedgwick, I take her over Vieira.
No way.
No way would I. Yeah. No, I mean, you were close with Diane Lane, mm-hmm. but...
I lapped the field with Diane
you
Lane.
You did.
Diane Lane is, I mean, as far as, like, you could take somebody Diane Lane's age and stack women up for miles around, and I think Diane Lane would dust them.
Yeah, but Vieira, though, I'm telling you, there's something, you'd have to strip them both down.
Go.
And just let me take a look at them.
I don't think you'd want to do
Hello,
that.
Hello, Donna. I think I would. I think that I appreciate.
Think you'd be sorely disappointed if you did that.
You know, if Meredith Vieira had like a love handle or a pouch or whatever, I don't care.
Would you like me to give Meredith Vieira a compliment?
A 30-year?
A tail. And you're growing out of her forehead.
What is that?
I mean, she can pull something with her teeth.
If she got kind of the cottage cheesy ass or something, again, this is more about me than it, because just the way I feel. You know, I look at myself in the, I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I look at myself, I go, you know, if Meredith Vieira's got some cottage cheese in her ass, so what? It's
right.
Like she's not going to look at me and go, my, that's really an attractive rash that you've got doing around your groin.
I would like to see her wear pants more often, though, because she looked kind of neat today. I really, today's the
Hot
first
pants.
Time I've ever looked at her. Where I looked at it because she was wearing the vest,
yeah.
And she had kind of the I love women when they wear that kind of man suit,
mm-hmm.
And she's
vest.
Got the vest and the nice blouse underneath it, and she looked okay, mm-hmm. Body wise she looked okay.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, did you happen to catch Meredith the day New Year's Day? She was smashed. They were all sipping champagne. Aunt Curry was trying to keep up with her, make real light heart of it. I mean, but you could tell Meredith was just still hungover from the night before.
I have never. Now hold on. They were not.
That had to be taped.
That's
right?
A big facade. Rob and I have discussed this before. That God forbid 9/11 happens again. On like a New Year's Day that happens during the week
or right. Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because on the Today Show. It's all taped.
Wow.
They tape it like 3 or 4 days in advance, mm-hmm. And then they just do a cutaway to someone who does a news break-in.
As a rule, if Matt Lauer is wearing a turtleneck, it's a taped program.
A taped show.
Yeah.
Huh. And I think we all can agree we'd all do Matt Lauer.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said it's him. They're both beautiful.
With Ann Curry's D.
In a heartbeat.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
But never Roker.
Hello.
Hey, buddies. I got to admit with Don, I'm 42 years old, and, Meredith is a hot chick.
Yeah, but, for what she is, for being a MILF, she's like the
only problem that Don would have is being the studly man. She doesn't eat meat. All she eats is vegetables.
I know she is a vegetarian.
He's making, I think, a wheelchair joke there.
Yeah, oh. He had a cane
today. That's right. I thought she's a vegetarian. I get it.
That's what he's
saying. Hey,
he's doing a Karen Ann Coon. going all the way back.
I get crippled jokes.
Going all the way back.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You know?
All right. Try that one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hi, what's happening?
Neatly coiffed is where it's at. Want some proof? Lindsay Cerniak.
Lindsay always looks so darned happy to be on the television, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She was sitting there today, and I was shaving, and I had the sound off on the TV. And I just saw her doing the thing. I think that she does at 11 o'clock. She does the recap that they replay
like the Sports in a Minute thing.
The morning news.
Right.
Just grinning with those beautiful teeth.
You know what that is? That is shaved, that is waxed, and that is a daily wax.
Boy, that turns me on just thinking about that.
I guarantee that if you take off Lindsay Zarniak's pants, it looks like the hood of a 69 Camaro that you just put turtle wax on.
Right.
Beautiful sunlight hitting that baby. I mean, every day, it's pristine, Jack.
Yeah.
You could eat your dinner off that.
And polished.
And for some reason, the name just ruined everything and popped into my head.
Who's that?
Well, we get on local news, and it always happens. I just can't keep Kim Martucci out of my brain.
Oh, listen.
I cannot. I cannot at all.
It is not easy being a woman that's half man, half woman.
Have you seen the latest promo where the anchors are standing next to each other, and she comes in from the background and just puts her gigantor head in between them and says, "And I'll have the forecast."
There's this chick on Channel 9 in the morning. We discussed her before. She has a face that, I swear to God, is bigger than Jay Leno's.
Wow.
And didn't Topper Shutt tell us that she was like a rower or something, which is why she's like an incredible
athlete.
She's
really, 7 feet tall, too.
She's like Ben Roethlisberger with boobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a big, gigantic Amazon woman.
She strikes me as, she looks like that on TV. She probably would be better looking in person, I would think. I'm going to give her a tip of the hat, but she is tall. And she's taller than all the anchors. She is taller than all the other weather people. And she, in this one particular promo, she thrust that oversized head into the...
The problem is this as well, because she's so gigantic. Mm-hmm. The jackets that she wears, the sleeves always are like a Chris Berman jacket.
Sure. It's
ridiculous. The sleeves go way up above the line where her watch should be.
Which is acceptable to a point in women's clothing. But doesn't it go back to the Mamie Eisenhower era a little bit more? You know, now women can wear them down to the wrist, but Kim's got them halfway up the forearm all the time. And let's take a look at this low pressure system. Big forearm comes out.
Big gigantic.
Watch out! We were on that great. You were doing that great thing about Lindsay Zarniak, and then we went down the Kim Martucci highway.
She's very hairy, incidentally. I bet.
Probably.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but you know, perhaps well groomed.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to talk about Megan McGrath now. Probably no grooming there. Well, you worry about the hair on top of your head. That's what you concentrate on. When you have to be at that crime scene at 5 a.m., that's it. You just want to shellac your hair down with Aussie, you know, Aussie spray.
And I know that people at the TV station sometimes listen. Here's just a tip from me about programming with these promos that we're talking about.
Oh, God.
This is like as ridiculous as I'm going to throw this back to radio. One of the things that drove me nuts about radio when Mike and I did a morning show was we would have to cut a promo that said, "Hey, join us Monday morning. We're going to have a really great show." They would play this Friday starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying to the program director, someone at Friday at 3 o'clock, the last thing they want to think about is Monday morning.
That's true. Right. Mm-hmm.
Why are you pounding this into people's heads? Well, they do this now with these promos that you're talking about for Channel 9
mm-hmm.
where – They do them so much where it's like they do one that's during the show uh-huh. where they're wearing the same clothes that
right.
they have on, where they say, "Will it be windy today? I'll let you know." And then on Friday, without fail, wearing the very same clothes that they had on during the Friday
right.
newscast,
right.
they start running the promos for Monday morning at 5.
Yeah, and you're right. Monday morning at 5 is a depressing thought. It's, you know, so, and they're all perky saying, "We'll see you Monday morning at 5. You know, they're not happy about it.
Right. No, you know why they're happy? Because they're getting the frig out on Friday morning.
That's the last thing they have to do.
Correct.
Right.
And we were the same way with the promos. You know, "Hey, see ya. See you Monday. No problem at all."
But I realize it served no purpose. Just like when I'm watching TV now and I see, like, where they say, "Okay, join us on Monday morning." And it's like, hold on. I'm not even going to work yet for Friday.
Right.
And you're telling me to tune in on Monday to watch the Amazon woman and the guy with the bad hair?
Yeah.
That's just dumb programming.
Well, it's the Channel 4 promos, and they're all running them now for whatever reason. They're all over all the stations. And there's been a lot of upheaval in local television after the first of the year. Our good, lovely lady, Tracy Neal, has said adieu.
Yeah.
She has left, and they brought a blonde woman in.
No, Leslie Foster is the number one choice, and she is...
I haven't gotten a chance to really scrutinize her.
She is easy on the eyes.
Really?
I'd say she could probably wear a lot of Tracy Neal's wardrobe.
Really?
She's very hot.
That's a shame to see her go. They have one on Channel 4 where they, you know, they do the crawl, and you've got all the different anchor teams that they're having. And as they slowly go by, even in that promo, when they needed 15 seconds.
Barbara Harrison.
Barbara Harrison still looks clueless.
Yeah,
do you watch it as closely? You do, don't you? You watch it that closely.
I know
where you see her going by. And
they
she's
have people,
just,
people on the top row and people on the bottom row.
On the bottom row. And you look at Harrison on the bottom. She's looking clueless. They found that. Well, you know, I think it would be a challenge to find a segment of television where she didn't.
Her natural people.
Very, very frustrating.
And the other thing about Channel 4 with Dorian Gensler.
Hot.
She was hot about 20 years ago.
I tell you something. Doreen before Vieira for me.
She looked exceptional yesterday.
Doreen Gensler is looking a bit mannish to my eyes.
Doreen Gensler, I'd have to, you know, we've seen Doreen
in person. And they do this thing. Help me describe this, Mike. Here's the look. I saw her doing like an ad for the fitness thing they have got coming up this weekend.
Fitness Expo.
And it's like, join Doreen Gensler. And describe this now because it's like this. It's one of these.
She looks down and then she looks up with the phony smile, like they've suddenly been surprised.
They all love doing this, where you see the head come up, and
you know
the
what
head,
they do it a lot.
When the head comes up, I really was like, it was like watching Tales from the Crypt.
Here's, let me explain it. This is the way it works. When they do this on all the TV stations, and they ask them to look down like they're writing something, and then look up and appear to be. Oh, you've come into the room. And that's
surprised.
The way they all do this, and they look so ridiculously funny.
They
and
do it for football when they introduce the lineups now, like when they're showing the players. They all look down and look up.
They do it universally for just about every news show, no matter what market you're listening
and
to.
And I put it in the same category. Joe Buck does this as a broadcaster. The need to look at the camera when the other guy's talking, which I really thought that old time tested TV sportscasting technique had gone by the books.
There is an exception to that rule.
Right.
For instance, during the Redskins game.
Okay.
Rob and I both hate that tool Tom Hammond.
Right, yeah.
From NBC.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
It's Bob Hammond. Tom Hammond.
Oh, a sack.
The season on the line for the Redskins. He, when they were doing the opening shot with him and Chris Collinsworth,
mm-hmm.
which he's not a handsome man either.
Not at all.
This guy, Rob, called me up and said, are you watching? I'm like, no, of course I'm watching. He said, just watch Tom Hammond. Mm-hmm. He is staring at Chris Collinsworth. He was 1 inch from his face. And Mike, rather than doing what Joe Buck does, what you're saying, like when the other guy's talking, Joe Buck just looks in the camera.
Yeah.
This guy, Tom Hammond, was staring at Chris Collinsworth like, you are the most beautiful man.
It's a delicate balance because you're on television. It's called a two-shot.
Yeah.
You've got the other guy talking, the analyst talking, and you have to do something. And I really, but both look a little odd because it's very difficult to do an interview like that. And you and I have both been in that situation on both the giving and receiving end of that. And you don't know whether to nod. Continuously
Joe Buck
stare
loves
or look
to
at
nod.
Hey, don't you love this too? Just about local TV or any TV, but especially it doesn't matter. A newscast, ESPN, whatever. When the anchor is looking into the wrong camera, and it goes on for like 15 seconds, and nobody—it's like the guy should be looking directly ahead.
He doesn't see the red light.
Yeah. He's looking off this way. Well, and then finally, it's like someone says, "Hey, dude, you know,
over here,
camera." Here.
And they're aware of it. And they know that's a big idiot move in television.
Right.
They know they hate that.
Quest Field in Seattle, where the NFL playoffs kick off today. Tama the Seahawk is here looking for some fresh meat as the Seahawks.
That's Tom Hammond, Mike.
Don't hear a lot of Tom Hammond during the regular
Quest
season.
Quest Field.
Hi, everyone.
This NFC wild card matchup, the Washington Redskins and the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm a puker. I've got a boner about the size of the state of Wyoming.
Collinsworth at Quest Field. And, Chris, just hearing this crowd react really gets the emotions pumping. The best time of the football season.
You are beautiful.
For a player.
It really is. And it's so crazy out here.
And now he's just staring at him.
But if you've reached this point in the season,
well, if it's Tom Hammond and Chris Collinsworth, then he's staring right at Chris Collinsworth's throat.
Or his Adam apple.
Because he's got the amazing giraffe neck.
Oh, what, Robbie?
Tom Hammond now looks like an elegant older woman. He looks like Barbara Bush the older.
Beautifully coiffed.
Yeah, beautiful white hair. He needs earrings. He needs pearl earrings.
And a lot of the eye makeup as well, right?
Oh, he wears a lot of makeup, and he gets very excited.
Right here, the 12th man.
Who would you do, Tom Hammond or Meredith Vieira?
That's a close. Is he wearing earrings?
Is she?
Tom Hammond, buddy. One more call, and then we've got to hit a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, Meredith Vieira will be 51 this year, and Angie Dickinson will be 77.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
God, Angie Dickinson, 77?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Wow.
Thanks, boys.
All right, thanks for that tipping, my friend.
Hey, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.